The year is 1895, and a brilliant Victorian scientist has just done the impossible. In a comfortable drawing room filled with skeptical intellectuals, the time traveler demonstrates a working model of his invention, a device that can move through the fourth dimension. While his educated guests scoff at his theories, the tiny machine vanishes before their astonished eyes. 1 week later, the time traveler staggers into his own dinner party, disheveled, exhausted, and forever changed by what he's witnessed. The future of humanity, it seems, is both wondrous and terrible. As he settles into his chair, still trembling from his journey, he begins to tell a tale that will challenge everything we believe about progress, civilization, and what it means to be human. "I seemed to reel. I felt a nightmare sensation of falling," the time traveler recalls of his maiden voyage. As he pushes the gleaming lever forward, his laboratory dissolves around him. Day and night flicker like black wings beating against the sun. Years pass in minutes. Buildings rise and crumble. Vegetation surges and retreats in waves of green. The sensation is both terrifying and exhilarating, like riding a switchback railway through the corridors of time itself. His machine hurtles forward at an ever-increasing rate. A year a minute, then a decade, then a century, until the familiar rhythms of seasons blur into continuous grayness. When the time traveler finally stops in the year 802,701 AD, he faces not just a different world, but the unsettling question: what remains of humanity after nearly a million years of evolution? The time traveler arrives in what appears to be humanity's ultimate utopia, a verdant paradise with elegant stone and metal buildings. Here he encounters the Eloi, beautiful, childlike beings about 4 feet tall, who spend their days in simple pleasures, eating fruit, weaving flowers, and dancing, showing no interest in work or intellectual pursuits. Initially, he sees this as humanity's triumph, a communist paradise where technology has solved all problems, enabling perfect leisure. But troubling signs emerge. The Eloi's primitive language lacks abstract concepts. Their beautiful buildings are deteriorating, and they show no curiosity about him or his machine. His wonder turns to despair when his time machine vanishes, leaving only impressions beneath a bronze Sphinx pedestal. While searching, he rescues an Eloi named Weena from drowning, who uniquely shows genuine gratitude and becomes his companion. Through her, he learns a disturbing truth. Despite their paradise, the Eloi are terrified of darkness and huddled together indoors after sunset. The time traveler gradually discovers the source of the Eloi's fear. He glimpses pale, ape-like figures at dawn and hears mechanical sounds from strange wells. In a dark corridor, he encounters luminous eyes and touches a white, ape-like creature with flaxen hair, a Morlock, climbing down a well like a human spider. These are humanity's other descendants, living underground among ancient machinery. The relationship between the two species reveals a disturbing truth. The Eloi and Morlocks aren't separate civilizations, but evolved branches of different social classes. The Morlocks, descended from the working class, maintain the underground machinery, while the Eloi, from the leisure class, have become merely decorative. The final horror dawns when he recalls the meat in the Morlock's lair. The master-servant dynamic has reversed. The once privileged upper classes are now livestock for their former servants. The Morlocks hunt the Eloi at night, explaining why these docile creatures fear darkness not from superstition, but from generations of nocturnal predation. Determined to recover his time machine, the time traveler journeys with Weena to the Palace of Green Porcelain, an ancient museum where he finds weapons and matches. While returning through dark woods, he maintains protective fires, but falls asleep from exhaustion. He wakes to find Morlocks attacking and Weena missing. His abandoned campfire spreads through the forest. The time traveler watches as Morlocks, blinded and disoriented by their underground adaptations, stumble helplessly through the flames. Some rush into the fire to their death. By dawn, both Weena and many Morlocks have perished. This primal scene strips away millions of years of evolution to reveal fundamental truths about human nature. The time traveler wields humanity's first technology, fire, against his future descendants, proving more decisive than his sophisticated time machine. Yet amid the violence, he experiences a moment of empathy when he stops attacking the helpless Morlocks, suggesting that something essentially human, the capacity for compassion, transcends even vast evolutionary divides. Returning to the White Sphinx, the time traveler finds his machine inside. Trapped by Morlocks, he accidentally launches forward instead of backward, stopping on a desolate beach beneath a bloated red sun, where only crab-like creatures and green slime survive. 30 million years ahead, he witnesses Earth's final days. The dying sun fills a tenth of the sky, and the nearly stopped planet exists in perpetual twilight. During that eclipse, he observes what may be Earth's last living thing, a tentacled, football-sized creature hopping on the beach. This cosmic perspective reduces the Eloi and Morlock saga to a brief chapter in Earth's story, with our civilization merely a moment in planetary history. Yet life endures, even in these hostile conditions. The time traveler returns to his laboratory just hours after his departure, carrying knowledge of humanity's possible future and Earth's ultimate fate. Returning to the White Sphinx, the time traveler finds his machine inside the bronze doors. When the panels trap him in darkness with approaching Morlocks, he manages to engage the levers, but discovers he's traveling forward instead of backward. He stops on a desolate beach under an inky sky. A huge red sun looms on the horizon, while green vegetation covers reddish rocks. After encountering monstrous crab-like creatures, he travels to Earth's final days. 30 million years hence, the red-hot sun fills a tenth of the sky, with only green slime suggesting life. During a solar eclipse, he spots a football-sized black creature with tentacles hopping fitfully, perhaps Earth's last living being. Fearing becoming stranded, he reverses direction until his laboratory materializes around him. This journey spans millions of years, from human to cosmic evolution. The dying Earth and its bloated sun demonstrate the futility of human endeavors, yet that tentacled creature proves life's persistence even in the most hostile conditions. The time traveler's tale leaves his guests stunned. The narrator wonders if he'll return to prehistoric times or an era where humanity's problems are solved. While the time traveler saw civilization as a foolish heaping destined to destroy its makers, the narrator sees only fragments illuminating an uncertain future. He keeps two withered white flowers as proof that gratitude and tenderness survived humanity's decline. Wells ends ambiguously. The time traveler's warning about class division creating monstrous futures goes unheeded, much as we treat warnings about climate change and inequality today. The preserved flowers suggest our capacity for connection might survive our worst mistakes. The future remains unwritten, shaped by our choices to either bridge our differences or let them become unbridgeable chasms.